Statewide Emerson E. poll in Tennessee. Professor Kimball, start out with the Senate.
Well, the Senate race, Larry, is very interesting. You know, a lot of people thought when Bob Corker retired, it would be a safe Republican seat. And a lot of the eyes have been in North Dakota, you know, Missouri, West Virginia, Montana, Florida, Nevada, Arizona. And I'm going to suggest that we keep an eye here in Tennessee. Our poll shows that the former governor, Phil Bredesen, he's at 43%, and Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn's at 37%. That's within the poll's 4.1 margin of error. But there's a lot of underlying data points that really suggest that Bredesen has a chance to make a major upset and give the Democrats a big win potentially in November. And that's with, you know, getting 20% of Republican votes and being a potential bipartisan type of candidate. And getting that support is not happening for Blackburn, who's only getting 10% of the Democratic vote. Now, of course, Tennessee is a more Republican state than Democratic state, so Bredesen will probably have to do a little bit better with the Republicans, but he's winning the independent vote 44-27. And those are good trends to see if you're looking to make an upset. I think another point is that President Trump has already been to the state, I believe, three times this year campaigning for Blackburn, and she's still only at 37%. When we looked at a little deeper in the numbers of only likely voters, those most likely to vote in November, Bredesen actually extends to 46-39. So this is going to be a good race to watch in the fall.
Got a popular Republican incumbent for governor. However, he cannot run again. So what do you do there?
Yeah, so Governor Haslam, he's very popular, 44% approval, 24% disapproval in this poll. But in the Republican primary, is very competitive, and it doesn't look like anybody's going to get a majority of the vote come August 2nd. It's going right now, it's a statistical toss-up between Representative Diane Black, who's at 27%, State Economic Development Commissioner Randy Boyd at 22%. Then it kind of drops a little down to the businessman rancher Bill Lee at 19%. But I wouldn't be shocked to see Lee with an upset. You know, these numbers are very tight, and in primaries, really anything can happen. On the Democratic side, Nashville Mayor Carl Dean, he's at 44%, and his opponent, State Minority Leader or House Leader Craig Fitzhugh, he's at 14%. In that case, I'm pretty confident that Carl Dean is going to get the nomination for the Democrats. So with his nomination, how does he stack up against a potential Republican opponent? And against Diane Black, he leads 39-35, and against Boyd, he leads 36-34. So while those numbers are really competitive, I think they're a little bit inflated for the Democrat because the Republicans are in a contested primary, and it looks like about 30% of GOP voters were undecided when looking at or voting for in the general election against basically their candidate. So I think that a Republican, whoever gets that nomination, will see a bump come after Labor Day or Columbus Day when, you know, the parties unify. So that will be a race to certainly look at, though I do think that the Senate race is a little bit more competitive for the Democrats.
All the data will be up 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, Monday morning, on the website emerson.edu/polling. Are there any other bits of information you'd like to share in this space, Spence?
Well, President Trump is popular in Tennessee, 52% approval, 39% disapproval, and that would, you know, explain why he's been to the state three times. And the question is, will he be able to get Blackburn over the finish line to hold that Senate seat? Education funding, which is a big issue, voters generally think it's underfunded at 56%, saying that it's too low. So that's probably going to be an issue in the governor's race for us to keep an eye on. And then finally, marijuana legalization. It's an issue we've been looking at around the country. In Tennessee, it's certainly not as popular as we've seen in other parts. It's voters are basically split with 45% in favor, 41% opposed, and potentially if a Democratic candidate was looking for a late game, you know, a game changer in the race, might be, you know, brings up this issue as a funding mechanism for something else.